with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is supporting House Speaker Mike Johnson's two-step proposal to fund the government and avoid a shutdown. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
With McConnell on board, it means Republicans present a unified front, putting pressure on Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer to go along. McConnell calls the bill a responsible measure that will, quote, keep the lights on and avoid a harmful lapse in federal spending, even as it gives lawmakers time to reach a compromise on the annual spending bills over the next 2 months. The bill does not include funding for Ukraine, a fact that's already drawing criticism, if not outright opposition, from some of McConnell's colleagues in the Senate. Bob Agnew reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom tells ABC 7 Los Angeles the portion of Interstate 10 just south of downtown Los Angeles that was damaged by arson will not need to be demolished, instead just fixed.
To shore up this site, again, 100 columns have been damaged, 9 or 10 severely, but that shoring work will continue 24/7, and it will allow us to reopen for traffic the I-10 in a matter of weeks. The estimate currently is 3 to 5 weeks.
The fire erupted Saturday in two storage lots under an elevated section of the freeway, damaging about 100 columns. No arrests have been made, and the investigation is ongoing. Supporters of Israel have rallied by the tens of thousands on Washington's National Mall, voicing solidarity in the fight against Hamas and crying, "Never again." The March for Israel offered a resounding and bipartisan endorsement of one of America's closest allies. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Mike Johnson, House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and Republican Senator Johnny Ernst of Iowa joined hands with on the stage. This is SRN News. A warning for America's churches about artificial intelligence.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that a majority of Christians say they would be disappointed to find out that their church is using AI. 52% feel that way versus 32% who say they don't mind. The Barna Group says the findings of their research, quote, only strengthens the point that churches using artificial intelligence should do so cautiously and openly. Christians are generally more squeamish about AI than other Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians who fled the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan are about to be on the move again. Many sought refuge in neighboring Pakistan, and now the government there is preparing to expel them. International Christian Concern says a lot of believers were among hundreds of thousands of Afghans who ran across the border when the Taliban seized control. Pakistan is preparing to forcibly drive them back into Afghanistan, where they face violent persecution for their faith. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street surged after a report on U.S. inflation sent waves of relief through markets. The highly anticipated report showed inflation slowed last month, bolstering bets among traders that the Federal Reserve is finally done with its market-crunching hikes to interest rates. Technology and other high-growth stocks led the way higher. Stocks of smaller companies also got a particularly big boost on hopes that financial conditions won't tighten further. Treasury yields tumbled. The Dow was up 489 points to finish at 34,827. The Nasdaq gained 326 to 14,094. The S&P 500 added 84 points to 4,495. New York oil was unchanged at $78.26 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.